The National Health Insurance Authority, NHIA, is undergoing vigorous restructuring in order to meet the growing demand of healthcare. This has come about due to the many challenges the authority has been grappling with since its establishment in 2000, though some critics have called for its abolishment because it has failed to remove the cash and carry system in accessing healthcare. Others think otherwise. Professor Bidu Akosa is a member of the advisory committee set up by the authority to oversee the restructuring process. He said the NHIA's current problems can partly be blamed on the Ministry of Health's decision to shed off its 20% financial burden on the NHIA. Thus, Professor Akosa said overburdens the authority, which also has financial challenges.
And I had said that even in the best and most regulated system, fraud is big time. And we allowed hospitals to virtually put everything, including bed sheets, including everything. They loaded it, and all that money that they paid to a lot of hospitals did not go back into the hospital improving medicine. And I know that a lot of people, money got shunted to all the things. So many. And quite recently, when NHIS is bold enough to start the Ministry of Health really does not now do its side of the work.
Chairman of the Technical Committee, Dr. Chris Atim, said the review process presents an opportunity for all citizens and concerned parties to make suggestions and contributions on how to resolve the challenges confronting the scheme. According to him, the scheme has grown over the years from an initial membership of 1.5 million in 2003 to an active membership of 10.5 million as at December 2014, with over 29 million attendants at healthcare facilities recorded on account of the scheme in 2014.
Because of the nature of the scheme, all the vulnerable people are exploited and have the information and the capacity, because there are also issues about equity. And because of population growth, of course, we see there's inching up. It's not surprising that this, every year there is some increment. But it is not dramatic. Since then, there were dramatic increases in the beginning. Very difficult to get the rest of the population to join. It's an issue we have encountered during our meetings with the public and stakeholders, and have discussed extensively, and we have some suggestions about. Again, part of the NHIS context, we'll see that in terms of sources of revenue, by far the key source is the NHIS levy, which accounts for something in the region, at least more recently, of about 70% of the revenue, and then the single contributions. Those two combined make up most of the revenue. The important point here is see that from 2009 onwards, the expenditure exceeds the income. And it's not actually very dramatic in terms of the difference, but the problem, because it seems to be increasing year by year, the actual gap, and that's probably the issue. Although it seems to me that the problems that we're encountering are outsized compared to the gap. In other words, we should be able to do a lot better, even with what we've got. You know, there may be also issues about efficiency that we should look at seriously. So population is growing, and we expect it to be growing all the time. And according to our objectives of universal health coverage, they should go, really a lot higher than where we are now.